The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to Folk. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastards Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox just wrapped up a three-game set against the Tampa Bay Rays, winning two games out of three. They now head back home to Fenway Park to take on the Chicago White Sox for a four-game series this weekend. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Nick Diamond and Terry Cushman. So let's get started with Game 1, Friday night at 7:10. No listed starter for the Red Sox at this moment, but we believe that will be Hunter Dobbins going up against Martin Perez. Nick, who do you like in game one?
I'll take the Red Sox here. Coming off a off day, going back to Fenway Park. We just saw Martin Perez. The White Sox actually didn't get to see Dobbins. So it's a new arm, whereas the Red Sox will be seeing another arm or the same arm. So I think they'll knock him around. I know he was great against us last time, but he had a kind of a so-so start his last time through the order. So I'll take the Red Sox here. I think we'll win like a 5-2 game. Hopefully the bats will wake up. Bregman will be back. So, yeah, I think they'll take game one just because I think Dobbins will be good enough against a bad lineup. And the Red Sox just saw Martin Perez, so they'll be a little bit familiar with him.
Terry, who do you got?
It's close. I do like the fact that it's at home at Fenway. The energy should be a lot better for us. We did end the road trip on a positive note by getting the series win. Devers is one for his last 21. Casas is still somewhere else in the solar system, not near Earth. Abreu hasn't really been his studly self in, you know, over a week. Rafaela hasn't shown up yet. I don't like the lack of momentum here from this offense, but because it's at home, because Dobbins rose to the occasion. I think that was a Sunday night baseball game, if I'm not mistaken. Was that against the St. Louis Cardinals? Let's see.
Yeah, that was game two of the doubleheader.
Okay. Oh, that's what it was. Gotcha. Absolutely. Yeah, because we spent the whole night before wondering who the hell it would be. Yeah, so I'm going to give a very slight edge to the Red Sox, but I don't love it.
I'm also going to take the Red Sox in this one. I'm hesitant to because Alex Cora scares me whenever there's a lefty on the mound because, you know, he's going to F with the lineup, but they're coming off an off day on Thursday, so there's no reason why Casas, Abreu, you know, Campbell, any of those guys should be sitting. Assuming Bregman is back, you should have your regular lineup, you know, obviously, apart from the catching spot. So, you know, I like their chances against a guy like Perez. They've seen him before. They know what he can do. Dobbins, I think, has pretty good upside. And let's face it, you know, we're still scarred from what that Chicago team did to us, you know, last week, but they're not good. They're not a good team. Dobbins should have no trouble with this lineup. You know, I don't know how deep he'll go. Probably not very deep, but if he goes five, maybe six innings, again, bullpen is rested. They got a day off too, so should be fine. You got Crochet the day after who can go pretty deep. So it should be all set for Dobbins to go in there, give you five or six solid. Bullpen cleans it up. Offense does their job. It's going to be warm at Fenway Park this weekend, so ball should be traveling pretty well. So I like the Red Sox in game one as well. Game two is Saturday afternoon at 4:10. Garrett Crochet on the mound, and he is going up against Shane Smith. Nick, who do you like in game two?
I don't think there's going to be many times this season that I pick against Garrett Crochet. I'm going to pick him here. The Red Sox are going to win this game. He dominated this team last time. I think he'll do it again. Even with his not so great stuff, he can go out there and dominate a team. So, yeah, we'll take the Red Sox here. Crochet will do enough.
Terry.
I can't find any reason in the world to pick one of the worst teams in baseball to beat Garrett Crochet. I don't know how you make that case. If Jeremy were on the show, I'd ask him if Johnny Cochran could make that case, but I don't think you can. Shane Smith pitched pretty well against us, only punched out three. So we didn't do a very good job putting the ball in play. But even if he's able to match that, I doubt the bullpen will be able to hold us back. So Red Sox should cruise to a comfortable win in game two.
Yeah, I got a win for the Red Sox as well. Garrett Crochet is not going to be tripped up by his former team, especially not this iteration of the White Sox that are just absolutely terrible in that lineup. Red Sox should be swinging good bats on Saturday, you know, 75 degrees, humid. So I think they'll tee off. I think Crochet will go pretty deep in this one. Might set a new single game strikeout record for himself. Who knows? But I think he'll go out there and dominate. So I got the Red Sox in game two as well. Game three is Sunday afternoon at 1:35. Tanner Houck going up against Sean Burke. Nick, who do you like in game three?
This is the game I had the Red Sox losing just because Tanner Houck looked horrendous. His last start, he was throwing meatballs right down the middle. He's getting hit hard. He just can't. If he throws strikes, it's right down the middle, and it's getting hit, and his guys are barreling him up, and it's just – it's tough to watch right now after what he did for us last season. He was our best pitcher all year until kind of the end he faded off. But this has been – kind of a longer track record. I know he had a good start before the blow-up start, but throughout spring training, it was horrible. It's continued through the regular season. I'm kind of worried about him. You know, the Red Sox could score a lot of runs off Sean Burke. He's not that good himself, but I think, you know, just going off of what happened last outing, the Red Sox are probably going to lose this one.
Terry.
Well, for no particular reason whatsoever, I'm still going to take the Red Sox. Burke sucks bad. I mean, he doesn't look like he has much of a future in Major League Baseball. He's not a strikeout guy. He did strike out four against the Cleveland Guardians, but in the start prior to that, he only got one strikeout against Minnesota, only struck out two Oakland Athletics, and he's yet to go more than four in one third inning. So that means a lot of bullpen could be, you know, pitching a lot of those innings. So I don't know what Houck's going to do. He didn't throw a ton of fastballs in his last start. So maybe if he gets back to that, he was all over the middle of the plate. So I don't know how you fix him, but for a nice stretch last year, he was pretty dominant and he seems healthy. So hopefully he figures it out. And if he was pitching against any other team, literally, I probably would pick against him, but because it's the White Sox, I'm going to give Tanner the benefit of the doubt and, the rest of the team as well.
I'm hoping this is a get right game for Tanner Houck, hoping that after his last start, which was absolutely horrendous, that him and Andrew Bailey sat down, looked through some tape, you know, figured some stuff out. This, you know, again, you've got the perfect lineup for a get right game. As Terry mentioned, you know, if he was facing any other team, this would be very ominous, but it's the White Sox. You know, even if he pitches just a modicum better than he did in his last outing, you know, and this could turn into a slugfest too. It could be like a, you know, 8-6 kind of win or something like that. I feel bad to do it to Sean Burke. He's a local kid from Massachusetts. So, but I think that's all the more reason, you know, I don't know if he's pitched at Fenway Park before, but that's, you know, kind of a big spot for him. So I'm going to take the Red Sox in game three. Again, I think it could be ugly. I think it could be a slugfest, but You just got the superior lineup, and as long as Hauk doesn't do what he did last time and completely puke on his shoes, then they should be all right. So I'll take the Red Sox in game three. So the series finale is Marathon Monday. This is the iconic Boston Marathon game, the 11-10 start. Walker Buehler going up against Jonathan Cannon. Nick, who do you like in the finale?
I'll take the Red Sox at 11 a.m. Canning's not good. Walker Buehler had an okay start. Not great, but he got the win. I think, you know, the Red Sox will do enough offensively on that day and the win. Hopefully, I think so far I'm the only one that has predicted a loss, but if they take 3 out of 4 from the series, I will start being a little bit more optimistic here. You know, it puts you firmly over 500. The AL East is not great. But you can't lose the series no matter what. So I think they'll go 3 out of 4. If they go and sweep the series, that's even better. But I'll take 3 out of 4.
Terry, who do you like in the finale?
You know, it would be really easy to just say Walker Buehler right away and, you know, not give it a thought. But Cannon really, he's only had one real bad start. He gave up 6 earned to the Guardians and has otherwise pitched okay. He does punch out more guys than anyone else in this series. So it wouldn't shock me if this is a tougher than expected game, but I'll still ride the Red Sox here to sweep the series. Surprisingly, if you go 3 out of 4, that's only a 2-game net gain, really. So you'd be 2 games above 500. So if we can get a sweep here, and I did pick a sweep last time, so perhaps I'm jinxing it. But if you can get a sweep here, that puts you 4 above 500. That's pretty good. Nobody in the AL East right now. Well, actually, I think the Yankees are 11-7, so they are 4 games above 500. But that would be a huge get-right series. April, just looking at the calendar, was a very easy month. There's still a couple more cupcake series to go. We should have capitalized a lot better than we did. I don't know if we're going to have another month like this for the rest of the year. But, man, you got to win all 4. So I hope they do it.
Yeah, my only hesitation with the marathon game is that 11-10 start is very wonky, and there are a couple of new guys here that have never experienced that. In particular, your starter, Walker Buehler, who's been on the West Coast his whole career and has never probably had to pitch this early ever in his life. So that part concerns me a little bit. Bregman's never done it, I don't think. I don't know if Houston's ever been here for one of those marathon games, but either way, it's not something that any player is really used to. Obviously, you still have guys like Devers, you know, Duran, Costas, they've done it. So you have that advantage. But there are a few guys who they're not used to it. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, you still have, I think, the clear pitching advantage. You've still got clearly the better lineup. Again, we'll see what Cora does. They do have a game on Tuesday. So this could be one of those with the early start. You know, a lot of bench guys are going to get in there. But, you know, Your bench guys actually haven't been performing that badly. Like, Romy's been hitting. I know David Hamilton's been off to a real slow start, but he smacked a home run against Tampa, so maybe he's starting to feel it. Maybe that gets him a boost. Unfortunately, you might see Blake Sabol in this game, which sucks, but, you know, nothing you can do there. So there is some concern. I think it'll be a low-scoring game that early in the morning, but I still think the Red Sox will pick up the win. They'll pick up the sweep, just, again, because of the superior pitching and lineups.
You know, the Red Sox need to have a big series, like I said. Another guy that needs to have a big series is Alex Cora. So the lineups need to be on point. The bullpen maneuvering needs to be on point. And we'll see. I don't think his seat is as hot as I want it to be. But, you know, I think a good part of the fan base is pretty annoyed with him right now. So hopefully he just has it together and it's not a talking point again anytime soon.
Nick, any other final thoughts on the series?
You know, I just thinking, I think if there is a loss maybe to Martin Perez or anything, I think there could be a panic Roman Anthony call up just to inject some offense. No better way to do it against the White Sox series at home. You know, if you're going to do it then. He's got nothing left to prove in AAA. So if you want to do it, I think don't start him against the lefty Martin Perez, but against three righties after that, three pretty bad righties, you know, maybe he can inject something into this team.
His Savant chart or whatever it is for the minors, it's red. It looks like a jug of V8 juice.
Yeah, it's like he's in the 100th percentile of many things. Like, he's got nothing left to prove in AAA. He's beat the game. He needs to be in the major leagues.
Yeah, that would certainly make for an exciting weekend against, admittedly, what's a boring team in the White Sox. But, yeah, if that were to happen, that would be pretty sweet. That would, yeah, especially on marathon weekend, that'd be a cool time to do it too, I think. So, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see if it comes to that. Hopefully there's not a loss that triggers that. But I think at this point, I think fans will take any excuse to get Roman Anthony up in the majors. So that would be pretty awesome. So with that, we'll wrap this up. The weekend crew will be back with you guys Tuesday morning to recap everything that went down against the White Sox. So everyone have a good and safe marathon weekend, and we will talk to you later. Take care.